Good morning. Welcome to the BBC Newcastle Afternoon Show's audio boo for Wednesday. Hump of the week, people. Hump of the week, if you're lucky. Hello, my name's Jamie, and we're on air this afternoon from 1 o'clock. I'll tell you what we've got on the show in just a moment, but first of all, I always promise you a bit of behind-the-scenes action when we do these boos. So today I am in Studio One. This is the big studio where the breakfast show with Alfie and Charlie comes from. So there's about 5 microphones here to ensure there's enough microphones for all the various guests and newsreaders and sports readers and weather presenters who come in here as part of the breakfast show. There is a webcam on here as well, so if you go to bbc.co.uk/tyne or /weir, you'll be able to have a look at this studio from above. There's also the infamous bell from Three Little Dings. There we go. On this afternoon's show, what have we got? Well, surely one of the world's funniest men, in fact, from Cramlington, Ross Noble, on the programme today, which should be good fun. Looking forward to that. And internationally acclaimed, multi-award-winning crime thriller writer Mark Billingham. If you like stuff by writers like Karen Slaughter or Michael Connelly or Harlan Coben, you probably have already read some of Mark Billingham's stuff. He's a fantastic author, and he's got, he's won so many prizes around the world for the quality of his writing and the brilliance of his crime thrillers. He's on the programme today as well. We'll do a one-minute mix-up from A Mystery Year, and we will challenge Scunthorpe this afternoon, which is always worth a listen, although not if you actually do want to laugh. So that's all this afternoon from 1 o'clock on 95.4 FM, or you can listen online, bbc.co.uk/tyne or /weir. See you then.